Anyway, a completely different story now about cuttlefish. Now, for most animals, life before birth is a very dark experience. Humans are trapped in the womb for 9 months, and even animals and birds that hatch from eggs don't really get much light coming to them. But now, new research shows that cuttlefish may not be in the dark in the same way. Now, when cuttlefish eggs are laid, they're stained black with ink, but as the embryos develop, the eggs become see-through. Now, at this point, the baby cuttlefish's eyes are actually fully developed. So can they see the outside world? And that's what Anne-Sophie Darmiac and her team in France think they can. And they've done an experiment where they put cuttlefish eggs in a tank and suspended them so that they were in view of another tank that had crabs in, or the other tank was empty. So it's crabs or no crabs. And basically, when the cuttlefish hatch from their eggs, they float away so they can't see the tank of crabs anymore. And they took the cuttlefish that had been exposed to crabs or not to crabs and gave them a choice of, would you rather eat crabs or shrimp? And normally, most cuttlefish would rather eat shrimp. But the ones that had seen crabs while they were still in the egg actually all preferred crabs.
We're assuming they can see them, because how would the light possibly get in?
Because the egg is transparent and their eyes are fully developed, but it hadn't been known before that they were actually seeing and processing this kind of stimulus. And they know that it's visual because the tanks were completely separate, so it's not some kind of chemical cue that's being given off by the crabs that the embryo
is. And you don't think they got a fleeting glimpse when they came out of the egg and drifted down?
Well, I think they did control for that kind of scenario, so it's definitely what they're seeing there.
But what's the evolutionary point to this? Why should they have this amazing ability to learn to do this even when they're in an egg?
Well, cuttlefish are really visual animals. All their communication is by changing patterns, changing colours. They're very visual creatures. And when they're laid, the parent cuttlefish just leave the eggs to fend for themselves. So it's probably getting a head start on feeding. If you can find out what looks good and what looks like dinner before you've even hatched, you'll probably do better at finding your dinner once you have hatched.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Kat. This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. We're talking about the science of time and the body clock, and also the plant body clock, how time and day length affects the growth of plants. That's this week's subject for discussion. So if you'd like to join us, the email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
The Naked Scientists. For more information, get online at nakedscientists.com.